You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
And it's, well, we are, well, okay, Miss Benjamin is on the inside already for our feature called Equilibrium, where today we're talking about, alleviating parents' stress so that you can also navigate through their stress. And that is the topic for today. All right. So let's welcome Miss Rhonda Benjamin back to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I am doing well. And I trust that you are doing okay. And the entire audience that are listening or even viewing today.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are great and here to hear about Equilibrium Counseling Services. And today we are on a topic that we need to be cognizant of, because we don't realize how much stress we do pass on to our children, and then they themselves feel stress. Many parents today are balancing work, finances, and family responsibilities. How does parental stress affect children emotionally and behaviorally?
I think one of the things that we have to understand is that children are very sensitive to the emotional climate of the home. So when parents are under significant stress, children may begin to feel anxious, insecure, or even confused. So some children may become withdrawn, while others may display emotional behavioral issues such as irritability, defiance, or difficulty concentrating. Now, you have to know your child well enough to realize when their behaviors are changing. So stress can also affect the parent's ability, as you said, to respond in a calm way, you know, or even consistently to their child. It's important to remember, though, that children do not need perfect parents. Right? They need you to be emotionally available. Children need to know that we experience stress. But even through those stressful periods, maintaining communication, reassurance, and affection can really help children to feel safe and supported.
And what are some common signs that a parent may be overwhelmed or experiencing high levels of stress in their parenting role?
Some signs of stress may include, you know, constantly feeling exhausted. So even when you get a full night's rest, you get up feeling exhausted. You know, you become easily irritated with children, even for typical behaviors around that developmental stage. So a child may want to show you something and you realize that you're lashing out. You know, many parents may also feel guilty about not doing enough or even struggling to balance responsibilities. You know, parents could also notice, you know, when they are less patient, more reactive, or emotionally distant. And in some cases, parents may feel, you know, they may feel overwhelmed by decision making or feel as though they might be failing. So recognizing these signs is important because it allows parents to pause and to seek support rather than just continuing to push themselves beyond their emotional limits.
Mm-hmm. And are there like telltale signs for the opposite, meaning for children? I know this is an extra question, but if it is that you're seeing that the children are under stress, are there telltale signs for that?
Definitely. Again, as I mentioned before, you have to know your child. So if your child may be considered introverted, they like to play by themselves and there is some stress in the home or maybe at school, you know, you would see changes in that particular behavior. So maybe they become even more withdrawn, or maybe they like art. They start displaying grim or sad paintings or drawing. But you have to know your child. That child may become, you know, this is a very calm child, but all of a sudden, this child is a fighter or maybe bullying in school. So it's important to understand your child to be able to identify when that child may be overwhelmed or stressed.
And what, when parents are under pressure, what are some of the practical ways they can support their children while still taking care of their own mental health?
Well, first of all, parents can start with small, manageable actions. Spending intentional quality time with children, even for a few minutes a day, you know, this can really strengthen emotional connection. So what does that look like? You are coming home in the vehicle from picking them up from school. How was your day? Tell me, what was the highlight of your day? Sometimes we may not be able to plan, but maybe you have a free evening. You may decide, you know what? I feel a bit better today. Let me take them to the park, or let me just pick up ice cream on the way. These small moments can really create connection with you and your child or children. You know, establishing simple routines can even help them to feel secure. At the same time, parents, you must prioritize your own well-being by getting adequate rest. Asking for support from family members. Many times we say, I don't want no help from nobody to reproach me. You know, it's important for you to get a network. Maybe it is someone at church. Of course, you must be able to trust this person. You must know this person. So you are not just leaving your child anywhere, but you need to find your support network and create brief moments of self-care. So you're coming out of the shower, you know, you may just want to wash your face. You may be apply some moisturizer, you know, during your lunch hour, drive to the beach, watch the waves. You know, there are practical things that parents can do to take care of their mental health so they would be better equipped to respond calmly and effectively to their children's needs.
What simple strategies can families implement at home to create a calmer, more supportive environment for both parents and children?
Children thrive with predictable routines. So as a parent, you have to sit. Yes, it may take some time, it may take some tweaking, but you have to figure out what you want the day to look like. So is it that the children get up at 6 a.m. every morning, or 7 a.m., or are they waking up on 7 o'clock, sometimes 9 o'clock, they are late for school? That creates a lot of confusion for children. So predictable routines, you know, open communication and dialogue. So again, you know, mommy, I know mommy would have had a hard few days, but I just want you to know that mommy is working on herself without giving too much detail to cause additional stress. But helping your child to see that you are dealing with your stress can really encourage them to deal with their stress in a healthy way. And shared activities. So, for example, set aside time for meals, check-in conversations, you know, relaxing activities together. That could really reduce the tension in the home. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teaching them tools such as deep breathing and problem solving can also be very helpful.
How can parents reach out to Equilibrium Counseling Services for support?
If you need support, you can reach out to us, contact us by 376-3760 or Equilibrium Counseling Services at gmail.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, short and sweet. I'm hoping that you got some tips from Ms. Benjamin to how to balance off your stress so you don't stress your children out, and to recognize when you're doing such. Thank you so much for taking the time, and next week for sure.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.